And what I talked about in the funeral was that I talked a little bit about puzzles. I know that you may like puzzles. You may, who's put a puzzle together? Come on, look at me back over there. Yeah, I'm very fortunate when I go and visit my mother many times, especially during the cold weather, during the winter months over there. Most always, there's a puzzle. She'll have a board out. She's got the puzzle, and she's working on her puzzle. And just seems like a puzzle, a thing you kind of, I'm not gonna waste my time on it. Well, let me see if I can get one piece, just one piece. You know how it is. And you go and it kind of draws you in and you find yourself there and putting those pieces together on that puzzle. And then I received on, I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday, I received a text, and it was from my sister Lori, and let me see if I can pull that up. And she shared something that kind of touched my heart there, and kind of let you know what a good pastor. This is what a good pastor would tell you. Okay, then I'm going to talk. Okay, today in church, pastor said this: if you can trust a puzzle company to make sure every piece is in the box to complete the puzzle, then why can't you trust God that in every piece of your life is there for a reason? This is what a good pastor would say. Now I'm going to talk to you in a second.
Keep trying, folks.
I know. Because my immediate response was that, well, I must have started with a used puzzle because I know there's a piece or two missing from my life over there, like just saying. And it just seemed like we were led to puzzles. In the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter, I'm going to read you the 19th verse. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen? Amen. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Then I want to share this with you in the 21st verse. In whom the whole building being fitted together. You see that little verse there, that little phrase, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you're also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word. And just for a few moments, allow us to just focus upon those good things that you have for each one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. What a joy to stand in the middle of that aisle and ask for God to answer prayer. What a joy to have folks that come in and say, Pastor, I want to be prayed for. I want to be prayed for. What a joy to be able to stand and have people stand in intercession for those who, trust me, I tell you, my sister Linda, her heart is breaking today. It's just breaking. She is, there's probably no one that loves family more than my sister Linda. And to have such joy and to also deal with such devastation. And folks, there are here people, and I could just point them out and they could stand up and give you testimony about how their lives have been touched similar. But what a presence that God brings when we stand and we simply lift his name up in prayer. When we opened up God's word and we share the promises and the good things that he has given to us. And the challenges we face in our lives of putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Now, see if I can find it. Wait a minute. This is not a Spanish song. 1,000 pieces. This is a Norman Rockwell. Boy, if you want a nice puzzle, you want this nice puzzle. You go see Miss Geedy. She'll let you borrow or nice puzzle. Nice. This is a nice puzzle. This is a nice puzzle here. 1,000 pieces over there. And on it, I believe that this one was called the soda shop. Soda jerk. That's what it's called. The soda jerk. You'll remember that title as you look at me. And it has a wonderful little picture on the front over there, and it kind of takes you back, as I've always enjoyed Norman Rockwell and all the things that would be shared. You know, those Saturday Evening Posts would come out, and they have such wonderful, wonderful. And this, who's complaining about our age over there? Yeah, that. I'm proud of my age. I've been carrying this hair for the last 40 years, so don't you worry about this color of my hair. It shows you what a wonderful, wonderful thing to share. When you open a puzzle, what do? Get the board out. Dump out all the pieces. Then what do? Obviously, as I had to retrain Hattie on painting, I'm going to have to retrain y'all on puzzles. You turn all the pieces face up, don't you? First of all, you turn all the pieces face up. Then, depending upon how you do your puzzle, and I know there are probably people that are far more adept and far more experienced, and there are probably some puzzle experts in here and stuff like that, but usually what you do is you start to kind of separate the pieces, right? And you're looking for those ones that form that outside edge, right? But also while you're doing that, you look through that puzzle, and depending upon if there's a certain color, if you get a puzzle and there's a lot of blue sky, you just kind of put all them little blue pieces, oh, I'm going to deal with them things later. You know, just kind of get all them blues and going through, and you put them over there, and you kind of separate, and you move the other ones over here. And then you look for things that you can kind of get a hold of. You look for, and this one they have about, oh, there's about four or five people and the faces in there. Oh, that's a part of a face. That's a nose. That's an ear. That's a chin, or in my case, possibly a double chin. That's in that picture over there. And what happens is you just start to put those things together because you have looked at the box. You've seen the picture. And you know in your fondest desire that hopefully it's going to turn out looking like that picture that is on the box. Amen? We're all in agreement so far?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you. Every piece of that puzzle has value. Every piece of that puzzle is important. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that every piece of the puzzle of our lives is being used by God to help us grow. I love this scripture because it says, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple. Many times I've wondered and asked, I said, why does God bring us such distinct, shall we say, let me be political, distinct individuals to Mount Calvary? You can say characters, you can say strange, you can say whatever you want to say. But I know and I believe that God is using each one of our differences as we band together in one mind and one spirit and one accord. And he uses those differences for us to grow. Now, we're different, aren't we? I tried to be normal and then I gave up on it. Don't you worry yourselves. You came out on a day like today. Marvin and I were talking about Fran. He said, man, I was thinking about just sleeping in today. Amen, brother? Yeah. I said, I felt the same thing. It was nasty, that old range coming down. But you know what? We even had folks in here that were early today. Ron came in and he said, I know you're going to say something, brother. I know you're going to say something. I said, man, I thought my watch was wrong when I see people come in and all that. I believe that God has put us together for a purpose. I believe that God is doing a work here, not only at Mount Calvary, but in the churches in this area, in the churches in this state, in the churches in this country. Because I believe as we gather together on Sundays to lift up His name in spirit and truth, I believe that as we gather together with our differences, that God allows us to be fitted together as in a puzzle. And He uses that for our growth. This morning when I had the conversation with my sister Linda, and you could just hear the voice breaking. When I was talking to folks at the funeral on Friday and conversations afterwards and conversations at the viewing on Thursday, so many times they come to me and they ask, preacher, what do you say? Everybody wants to know, preacher, what do you say to someone who is going through something unexpected, unplanned, sometimes devastating? What do you say? I say what the book says. I love this scripture. It's over in Ephesians. It's in the second chapter, a chapter you know so well, because it says in the 8th verse, for by grace you have been saved through what? Through faith. And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Billy Graham was a great, great man. He was a great minister used. And I heard one time, I heard a preacher say, and I loved it. He said, you know, Billy Graham, and they rattle off figures that he'd preached to so many millions. And it's estimated that over 3 million converts, only 3 million converts came to God under his ministry. And then the preacher looked and said, but that didn't get him into heaven. Can you believe that? That didn't get him into heaven. It was my heavenly Father who sent his Son to die upon a cross. It is the gift of God, and only by our faith and belief in that gift do you get heaven. Amen. Amen. I didn't get to my notes yet, so y'all be ready. Don't look all nervous out there. It's almost 12. Couldn't believe they had me go down there and do a funeral. The place didn't have a clock in it. Says, oh my goodness, none of you folks attend Mount Calvary, I can tell that. God puts the pieces together. You may be an edge piece. You might be one of those individuals that just like to kind of get it organized and get it all in. Or you just may be random. You just may be out there. That's okay. That's okay. But I'm here to tell you, no piece in that puzzle is more important than any other piece in that puzzle. You ever put one together and there's a piece missing? I didn't mean to get personal. I was just kind of throwing it out there. I was playing softball some years ago when catcher ran out, playing first, run in, and boom, his head hit my tooth right there. My tooth popped out in the front. I didn't smile much that day. Had the tooth wrapped up in a little piece of Kleenex going to the dentist. I'm sitting there. There was a lady in the dentist, and she had a little boy over there. And that little boy kept looking at me. I look like that puzzle with a piece missing. You know how the puzzle looks. Each piece that God has given us is important. There was a healing that took place at this funeral on Friday. And it was so nice to see after that funeral that people were just gathered together. And they were having a lunch in Springfield. And they were just sharing. And there was joy. And there was Thanksgiving. And there were just people and families that possibly had not been as close. I believe that were drawn closer by what God's word says. They were drawn closer by the wonderful theme that I believe are found in the old hymns of the church. I asked Marnell this morning, I said, Marnell, next week, next Sunday, if you'd be so kind, have us a hymn ready. A hymn. I said, I'm an old hymn, you're an old hymn, we ought to be able to find a hymn. Because I tell you, there's no time that... Somebody do something with that. Who's back there? Sometime we're going to have... We might have to start separating some people together here at Mount Calvary. I'm not sure. I know. Because I know. Marnell, when you sing How Great Thou Art. Ooh, ooh. Healing, healing, healing. And we sang at that funeral. I believe there was healing. So I don't know how adept you are at puzzles. I don't know if you put yours... If you get one that's missing a piece over there, Anna Marie, you better get your little thing and just paint one up or something, make it fill in the blank. Brick found it. But I'm here to tell you that as God fits you together, the work will grow. I'm not talking about church attendance. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about how God will allow His work to grow in your heart. How that you will be able to face things that you thought you could never face simply because you've been in His Word, you've been in His house, and you know that there are people who are willing to share your burdens, share things that you don't have to go through alone. I don't know how, and I don't know why, and I don't know. I really don't know how it all works. I just know. I know the picture that we look forward to in the end. And I believe we're getting close to that all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we gathered in your house and it just seemed like it's you've led us and guided us and directed us through what you wanted us to do today, God. We especially want to lift up each one of those prayer requests that were mentioned earlier today, God. We especially want to thank you for those people, especially those women willing to stand up and lay upon hands and just believing that by your stripes we are healed. So we ask now, God, that you'll meet every need. You'll bring comfort. You'll bring warmth. You will most of all bring compassion to those families that right now are suffering and need a touch from you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be in this sanctuary today. We thank you for each one that took part in the service today, God. We thank you for allowing us to be the pieces of your puzzle that you are putting together so that we simply can grow in you. Now, God, give us safe traveling mercies as each one go upon our way. And God, let us share the wonderful gift of the love of Jesus Christ wherever we go. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Real quickly, the meeting, it's rescheduled, I believe, for March the 6th, that Wednesday night. So we're going to do that at the annual meeting. For those that showed up this past Wednesday during the snowstorm, we hope you enjoyed it yourself. And... doing like that. Also, I want to share with you, next Sunday's going to be special. I'll be here, but I've asked Brother Matt to stand here without his hands in his pockets and share a little bit from God's Word. I've also asked Brother Marnell to sing, and the choir is going to sing a song, and it's a special song that's going to be dedicated. It's one, I believe it's, Will There Be Any Stars? Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? And I believe that Craig and Lydia had a little bit to do with that on suggesting that song. So looking forward to some great things next Sunday here. And I look forward to being here and enjoying on it. Stand to your feet if you're able.